Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. I am Coach Lalisa, right here, bringing you topics to motivate you and empower you, inspire you in your entrepreneurial endeavors. But you know, being an entrepreneur has a lot of things that you need to know in order to really do it right and to be successful. And you need support. And so this radio broadcast is a means of support for you. It's also a means of information. So in other words, it will be informative, informing you on various trends and things to help keep you in the know, on the cutting edge of what is happening with entrepreneurs. One thing you must do, and we're going to do the steps of becoming an entrepreneur, the differences in leadership and management. We'll talk about you getting some coaching in starting your business to get the proper support and accountability that you need in order to finish. Now, let me say this. First of all, let me welcome you to the show. So, officially welcome you to the show. We're here Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are going to have entrepreneurs coming on air with us, sharing some tips of success and strategies of success with you. Also, I have several books that you can purchase that will help you in your personal development, which ultimately will help your business development. You know, a lot of people, they build and build and build their business, but they forget to build and build and build themselves. And so just like you build a business, which can actually crumble, well, you need to build yourself because you can actually crumble. You can actually crumble through stress. You can crumble through frustration. You can crumble through heartache, disappointments, and you can also crumble from just having a lack of self-confidence and self-awareness. And so Release Your Power, which is one of my best-selling books and now a coaching program and becoming a best-selling coaching program, this program will teach you how to build yourself, and in the process, listen to this, in the process of building you, you will have the fortitude and the tools and the strategies that you can build anything else. Now, did I just say that? Or did I just say that? Okay, I think I just said something right there. So for those of you who are listening to the archives, I know you're going to run with that. But you heard it. I just asked you Just tell them where you heard it at. That's all. I don't ask for money. I don't ask for a lot of money anyway. I just ask that you, you know, refer where you got this great information from, because, you know, not for nothing, but when people quote, you know, Jim Rohn and the Zig Ziglars, they give them the credit, the Les Browns, the Tony Robbins of the world. They always show you where they got it from. So, you know, give honor, as they say, where honor is due. So, but you heard that right here. So let me say it one more time. If you would just build yourself as if you were a multinational, you know, 500, you know, ultra level organization, you see this, if you would build yourself to that level, then you can go and build anything else. Once you build you, you can build anything else. You can build other people. You know, a lot of people are out there, let's talk about people for a minute. A lot of people are out there trying to build people, but you haven't built yourself first. So you haven't even, you know, shown the example, because people, they follow by example. You know that with your children. You tell them to do one thing, but what do they end up growing up to be? The exact thing that you were, not what you told them to do. Most children, I would say 99.9% of them, they're not going to grow up to do what you told them to do. They're going to grow up and do what they saw you do. Observation is a big, big, big part of learning. And so if you build yourself, and that's what personal development is all about. That's what I'm all about. So even though I have the show all about entrepreneurs, the underlying fact and information and knowledge and drive and motivation for me to work with entrepreneurs is because I understand the connection on building yourself and building your business. I've been in just about every type of organization, from my very first job as a working in a daycare when I was 16, and then at 17 working in a hospital, Drake Hospital in Cincinnati, Ohio. Went on to work for Cincinnati Time Recorder, which was a big manufacturing company at the time, and that was in the 70s. I didn't understand manufacturing, and that's where school, that's where I would have to give it up for school, because, you know, and not for nothing, in those history classes, you were learning about the history of this country, you're learning about the history of other countries, and you're learning about how manufacturing jobs help fuel the economy, and the economy is fuel because people are buying and selling and purchasing and creating and doing and being. And so by, and there were civics classes and other classes, social studies and other classes who teach you these things. And so to not make sure your children take these courses seriously, you're doing a deficit to them. You're giving them a deficit, and yeah, you're doing a deficit too. But so I had this manufacturing job when I was just 18 years old, a great job, great opportunity. I probably, had I stayed there and really grasped a hold of what I had in my hand, I probably would have went on to be the CEO. That's how long ago I held the job, when I was 18. And it's still around. The company is still around. They're still making products and services. So you really, really, really have to take advantage of everything that is around you. So that growing, that developing. So from that job to working for an entrepreneur who had his own record store. So I got to see firsthand, you know, a back room, a back office, whatever you want to call it. I got to work right up close with an entrepreneur at that age. At that time, I was about 22. And then at 23, I went into one of the biggest organizations in the world, the United States military. And they are certainly one of the biggest probably in the whole world. And what did we do? I went into the Navy, did that. So I've had all different types of, I worked for the airlines, now I work at a college. So I've worked at a lot of different types of jobs. Worked for a lawyer, private, he had his own private practice, a criminal lawyer. I got to see pleadings and motions and phone calls to the judge, and I experienced a lot working for the lawyer. I got to see people go into pretrial intervention, and I got to see how lawyers really pull together a case to defend someone. So I've had a lot of experiences with the jobs that I've had. And so to be where I am now, helping entrepreneurs, I bring all of that experience, from military to working for small companies. One time I even worked for a bank. I got to work right out on the platform, worked with the tailors. I got to take people upstairs to the corporate offices. And I worked for a very, very, very big pharmaceutical company. I think they merged by now, but it used to be very big. Some of you know Sharing Plow here in New Jersey. Very big organization. Got a chance to work in their documentation department, so I got to learn a little bit how drugs are approved by the FDA. I used to have to go to meetings where they would teach us how the process worked. And at the time, I thought, I don't need to know this. I was only there as a temp. But God has you in the place where he has you for a reason. And then I worked for a Smith Barney, one of the largest stockbrokers. And so I got to work around people, mostly men, that were making millions of dollars for others and for themselves. And I got to hear their conversations. I got to meet them, talk with them, see their personalities, hear how they, you know, will and deal. Again, at the time, didn't quite know I was going to be working on an MBA one day and wished I could have gone back to that stockbroker place so I could really find out, you know, some information. But it all ties together. So I'm saying all this to say that when I deal with entrepreneurs and when I talk about starting a business, growing a business, owning a business, I'm bringing all these years and years of experiences with businesses and to help you. So what is it that you want to do that you don't think you can do? In other words, we can show you how to do it probably or point you in the right direction. So I absolutely love doing what I do. But here's the thing. When you build yourself, building you is the key. You know, there's people out there who deal with all types of agencies and all types of programs out there. Well, there's a program that I like dealing with, and I like dealing with the program that helps to build people, because I truly, truly believe, I really believe this now, that if you build yourself to a phenomenon, then you will be able to build your business, and here's the critical piece, build other people. There are a lot of people. It's just like a car. If you are going to be a mechanic, you have your own cars looking good, but you also got your wife's car, your husband's car, your niece's car, your grandchild's car, all your neighbor's cars, all your friends' cars, your extended family, your church family, everybody's car. You want to fix it. You hear a little clunk clunk, or you hear a little, you know, the motor is frarring. You want to fix it. If they begin to talk about things that are not going right with their car, what is your first instinct says? Let me take a look at it. Tell me more. With the mindset that I'm going to fix this. Well, that's how I am as it relates to personal development. I'm like, okay, tell me more about your life. Or I hear people complaining or making comments, and instantly, instinctively, I'm going to go, let me fix it. Let me help you. What's going on? That's what I do. Now, the coaching, that's a whole other piece, but that's how all this personal development got started. So I say develop yourself. As an entrepreneur, you do that. If you develop yourself, developing your business and growing your business and expanding your business will be easy. Now, there are some key areas where you want to develop yourself. There are some key areas. There's the area of just your own happiness, just your own self-development and of your life, your mental state. Then there's your emotional side. How upset do you get? How in control of your feelings are you? How aware of your feelings, let alone being in control of them. Are you even aware of all the different ways that you are feeling at different times? And then are you able to manage those feelings to in a way that it improves your lifestyle, improves your quality of life? You know, God said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundant. I believe he's concerned with our quality of life, not just that we are living. I believe that that is a direct statement to the quality of our lives. Yes, the quality of our life is important. I believe that's important to God. And our standard of living is also important to him. You know, Jesus says that I will raise up a standard within you. So I believe that those scriptures signify that God does care about your standard of living. He says, I will give you the power to get wealth. So I believe that the Bible is clear about God's support for our high standard of living and our high quality of life. And so as a program show host, as a life coach, as a motivational speaker, as a trainer, as an author, those are the things that I talk about, write about, speak about, program about, train about. And I'm excited and I love doing it. So I know that I know that what I feel for my business is what you ought to feel for your business. What do you love doing? What is it that you love doing? Now, here's the thing. They say, do what you love and the money will come. Do what you love that you do well and the money will come. So, first of all, find out what you love doing. And then do it well. Do it a lot. Do it often. Do it well. You can do it well. As if you love what you're doing. So first you have to find out what you love. Now, I said to some people on Saturday, and first of all, let me just stop right here and thank my friend and partner out of Atlanta, Georgia, who is originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, Miss Olivia Yearling. God bless her. What an awesome program she put together. That girl can put together a program, y'all. This girl is bad to the bone, and we did the first Release Your Power Party in Cincinnati, Ohio. We had Miss Sharon, the Weave Master. We had it at her salon, 1854 Seymour Avenue in Cincinnati, Ohio. She is doing big things there in Cincinnati. If you are into all that fancy stuff for your hair, she's the lady to check out. I tell you, they had it going on. They had the little music outside. We had us a party, girl. It was awesome. So I am excited about where Release Your Power is going, but Release Your Power is all about that personal development. So for people to think because they're entrepreneurs and they don't need it, yes, you do. You need that a lot more than you need a lot of other stuff. Because as Dr. Kimbrough says, the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows. So you need to grow your mind, and you grow your mind through personal development. That's how you grow the mind. You know, the Bible says, in all you're getting, get an understanding. He says, and if you would, he told us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So you need personal development. You need your mind to grow. You need to be building up, training your mind. And you know, it says, train up a child in the way it should go. So, you know, like when you're born again, that new mind is like a baby. You got to train that thing. Now, and thank God he gave you a new mind. Now you can train it to be whatever you want it to be. See, the old mind, well, we were being whatever we thought we couldn't be and shouldn't be, and somebody told us we better not be. But now that you got this new mind, girl, you could be, boy, listen, girl, boy, man, woman, dude, dudette, whatever you want to call yourself, gentlemen, ladies, you know what I'm talking about, brother, sister. You can be, man, woman, you can be whatever you want to be when you renew your mind and you build your mind up. You got to build up your mind first. So there's no need of thinking that, you know, you're going to have this great, big, successful business. Well, there is a reason to think that, but if you don't build up your mind, to sustain that? How will you sustain it? Yeah, you could get it, but how will you keep it? How will you keep it going? How will you keep it going to the level that your children will get old enough that you could pass the legacy on to them, and then they can keep it going, and that they can repeat and do the same so that they, too, can live that abundant life. So they, too, will already understand what it takes to have the power to get wealth. So building yourself up is the first step to building up your business. And after you build yourself up, now you're able to build your business and build others that are around you. Because when you're in business for yourself, you need support around you. You need people that are, I know when I was over the weekend, like I said, we were in Cincinnati and we had a wonderful time there. But one of my family members fell sick and had to go to the hospital. But we were around his bedside, and there were about six of us around the bedside. And his wife said to him, "Look, hon, you have a great support team." And I was jokingly, I said, "Oh, yeah, no, we call it family, you know." It's not necessary, but just kind of joking around. But the fact is, and she's in the military, so she's probably used to those phrases, support team. But as a business owner, you need a support team as you are building your business. And it should be close friends and families. But a lot of people say, "Oh, my family is not very supportive." I hear that over and over and over. I hear it all the time from business owners. And I tend to know a little bit of what they're talking about, because I too experience some of that as well with my own business. And family, they won't always support. But now here's the thing. Here's how you know there's a glitch in that system. Because if you see that they will support other people in their businesses. So, you know, you kind of wonder, okay, what's going on here? We know you know how to support because you're supporting others. You ever see where people know a person with a business and they're so happy to tell you about it? Or maybe they're doing business with that person. And, oh, right, and then you're looking like, okay, well, what am I, chopped liver? You know, I'm your family here. So let's try to understand what's going on there, and then, but not letting it sidetrack us or distract us from our goal. So even though family may not be as supportive, you still need supporting people around you, just like my nephew had in the hospital. He had a support system around him. He had a support team, as she called it. She said, "Look at your support team." And I thought that was very powerful, because when you are trying to overcome something, when you're trying to reach something, you're trying to achieve something, you have one, a team. I think about the recent NBA finals. They were working together as a team to achieve the goal. It's a team. You need that team. Who's your team? Who's on your team? Where is your team of people as you become a successful business owner? You know, as an entrepreneur and as a business owner, you stand to be making a lot of money. I'm talking about millions of dollars. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go see a friend that recently made, you know, who has made millions. And I remember when they were just working in a department store as a salesperson. And to see them now in their own business, they've been an entrepreneur for a while now, about 20 years, and the millions of dollars, and I haven't seen the person. I have not seen them in 20 years. And through Facebook, we've just made contact. And I can't wait to sit down with this person, talk with them, and I'm certainly, as soon as I make contact with him, I will definitely bring him on air for him to share. And I remember when he got started, and I had an opportunity to get started right along with him. And my husband too. And to be honest with you, it was my thinking. You see, that's why we got to change our thinking. At the time, I thought, what is that? That's not much. And I know, because people do it to me. They probably think, what is she doing? That's not much. Well, she's just doing that little thing. I'm telling you, little things become great things. I'm going to bring this guy on. And I can't wait to interview him. He's a living witness. This is somebody that I know that has come to my house, has come to our cookouts, and I remember when he got started. I remember the whole shebang, and look at him today, a millionaire. and I know it can happen. So that's why I'm committed to this broadcast. That's why I'm committed to helping people. But there are some things you have to do, and you have the potential to make millions and to leave these legacies for not only your family, all right? That's important. You got to leave it for them. But there are things that you can be doing in our communities, in our society, in our world. There are things that you can do with millions of dollars. You're not just making money just for the sake of making money. You're not just for the fun of it. There's actual things that you can be doing that leave an impact on the next generation. And that's what we're trying to do. That's all we're trying to do, is we're trying to make an impact for Christ on the next generation. He says only what you do for him will last. And what can last better than making a lasting impact or impression on some young person? And I have to tell you, I'm excited about that. You know, we're not just in business for the sake of being in business, but we're in business because we want to make a lasting impact on this generation and the next generation. And one of the things we want to teach the next generation is that they must duplicate the process. They too must learn to make an impact on their next generation. And if we keep that going, then I believe that we will have done what God has called us, each and every one of us, to do. That is to make the most of our talents, gifts, and abilities and our skills. Let these millions flow through us. Use it to impact our right now generation and the future generation, and teach the next generation how to do the same. And that's why I so believe in these broadcasts, because they're recorded. Generations to come can find them wherever they are. Maybe they'll be in the cloud somewhere. Maybe they'll be somewhere else. Maybe they'll be, you know, buried under the ocean. I don't know. But I believe that the type of technology that is being used is long standing, and that other generations were writing a book. I mean, look, we still have the Bible. That thing is thousands of years old. We have an opportunity as writers, as authors, as bloggers, whatever we call ourselves, but the people with the information that, you know, like in Nehemiah, in the book of Nehemiah, and they built the wall. It said the people had a mind to work. And that's what God is saying today. Do you have a mind to share the knowledge and the information you have in a format that will be left for the future generation? Like, I want some generations later to pick up the book, Release Your Power, and read that book and find out that they can choose to change, and that they can take a self-assessment and look at what they want, what they're doing, where they're going, where they've been, what they need to do in order to get where they're going. I want them to be able to look at that book and say, I need to be speaking positively, because the word of God is forever. It does not change. And so if speaking positively today is very powerful, it will be powerful 1,000 years from now. It was powerful 1,000 years ago. You know, when it was said, when it was initially stated and written down that our words have life, and that we should speak the things that be not as though they were. So that chapter on speaking positively, I believe that, you know, our people will be able to pick these things up. And so as an entrepreneur, you have this awesome opportunity to grow a business, to impact right now and the future. And how awesome is that? And what I'm saying is that in order to do what you need to do, you must first develop yourself. So here we are, and we're talking about personal development, but so that you can develop your business. This has been Coach Lalisa. I will see you back tomorrow. Don't forget, it's Tuesday tomorrow, and we will have Professor Terry Benjamin. He will be bringing us another exciting topic, and I thank you for joining us today.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.